Ralph, I was in Hong Kong about a year before Hong Kong reverted to China. And it was a very interesting. I actually went on up into Canton and on up into China. And at that time, it was scary, Ralph. I saw miles and miles and miles of factories and 18-wheelers just everywhere. The traffic was unbelievable. The air was horrible. And the amount of commerce was frightening. Now, I went back to Hong Kong, about 6 months ago, Ralph, less than that even. And this time, I was shocked. In Hong Kong, the factories were, 40, 50% of them were empty. They had all moved up into China. So the Chinese economic machine is rolling right along.
Yes, absolutely. And the government is determined to keep that engine going because they have such a large number of people who are unemployed and underemployed,
right.
And this contributes to the potential unrest. No one can compete with those wages except maybe in Africa these days, and none of the African countries seem to be organized in offering the incentives that China is. Of course, the backside is that everyone's going to China, not just for manufacturing, but with an eye to that vast market of 1.3 billion people.
So, well, yes.
You know, you're hoping that your products that are manufactured in China can also be marketed in China. Initially, the government has not been permitting too much of that sort of activity, but it is happening more and more. Sometimes there's a phony re-export and things like that.
Well, the old-line communists, Ralph, are still in control. There's no question about that. But the economic machine is almost the other side of that. And anything the old-liners will do that upsets that apple cart, if enough time passes, it seems to me that eventually the economics take over the politics. Now, that's what a lot of Americans think. What do you think?
Well, one will hope that that's true, and we can also hope that hedonism will overtake the populace so that they'll be so busy enjoying themselves they won't want to go to war with anybody.
Exactly.
But there are significant numbers of hardliners and disaffected people in the military, and the military has been kind of shunted out of power in the last two regimes. I mean, Jiang Zemin and now the current Hu Jintao, these two regimes were not military men. This is the first time that this had happened. And this caused a lot of resentment among the military authorities. We do have a lot of voices saying that as soon as China gets powerful enough, it should assert itself in various ways on the world stage. They're tired of being kicked around by the Caucasians and others.
Mm-hmm.
They still, you know, wave the card of shame, how a paltry 3,000-man British force was able to, you know, subjugate the Qing Dynasty. And the Qing Dynasty, of course, was an alien regime. It was corrupt and it was effete. And if they'd had the will, 10,000 crossbowmen could have decimated that column of 3,000 British Marines. But the government didn't get itself together to do that. So they're still reliving that and trying to live down that shame. China's beginning to flex its muscles. Since antiquity, they've realized that having a vibrant market economy is the basis for a good defense budget. Now, China ordinarily is regarded as a Confucian country, and the Confucians are not very mercantile-oriented as far as government bureaucrats go, but the people certainly are. And under Deng Xiaoping, the decision was kind of made that let's get the economic engine going first rather than emphasizing defense, which we didn't have the funds for. And once that becomes vibrant, it will fund all kinds of military expenditures, the latest weapons. And because many of the factories that have gone into China now, the electronics, the fiber optics, and other companies, they are manufacturing these dual-use technologies which have immediate military application or can be, you know, modified and adopted readily, easily, the policy is working very well. The economy is booming because the wages are low. The infrastructure, of course, as you saw, is totally clogged, and it's a problem to overcome. The air is killing everybody, and half the water isn't drinkable. If you put your foot up in the Dongting Lake, it'll probably fall off. The Yellow River doesn't even flow to the sea a couple of months of the year now. They have every problem you can possibly imagine, but at the same time, they're generating huge funds, and some of these funds are now going to pay for the latest in the military toys, some of which are being bought from Russia. and some of which are being developed indigenously, because they have this great emphasis on Chinese military doctrine and Chinese military devices with unique Chinese characteristics. In other words, they don't want to just borrow Western stuff. They want to innovate and be kind of unexpected and have what they call their own indigenous technologies.
Sure. China talks a pretty good game. I mean, they talk a peaceful rise, and they're portrayed as becoming a responsible world citizen, but you don't view them that way, and you view them apparently as America's greatest threat. Is that true?
Yes, sir, I believe so, because when you look at the doctrine that goes back to antiquity, the first thing you always do is conceal strength and display a weak, you know, a weak and benign countenance. And Deng Xiaoping had emphasized that when he talked about hiding their light under a bushel. And ever since then, the last 15 years, China's always talked about being a good world citizen, having no aggressive intents towards anyone. And, of course, if you want to be unhampered, and if you don't want to scare the other countries around you, Malaysia, Indonesia, et cetera, into constantly thwarting and opposing your every move, particularly as you try to expand into the South China Sea and Southeast Asia, then of course you want to seem like a benign citizen. In addition, they found that soft or economic power is working extremely well. If you go to Washington, you'll find anyone who criticizes anything that happens with China is almost immediately marginalized and then dismissed as irrelevant.